for years. Artists in search of cheap rents and large studios have converted the city's abandoned industrial spaces into live-work lofts, sometimes transforming gritty neighborhoods into desirable ones in the process. New York State passed legislation known as the Loft Law back in 1983 to protect tenants living in some of those illegal conversions. Now Albany has passed an expanded version of the law. WNYC's Janaea Williams reports on how the changes will affect a whole new group of illegal tenants.
For almost 13 years, artist Rob Swainston has been living illegally in his 10th-floor loft apartment in Williamsburg. The building at 475 Kent Avenue on the waterfront is an old pasta factory.
No, we're not supposed to live here. And technically, the building department could throw us out for violation. Technically, the owner of the building, who's been complicit with us the whole time, he could just say, I didn't know anyone's living there. Kick him out. Throw him out.
Swainston may not have to worry about sudden evictions any longer. Last week, Governor Patterson signed legislation that protects tenants who've been living in illegally converted lofts for at least 1 year from 2008 to 2009. That includes about 300 buildings and many thousands of units from Lower Manhattan to the Bronx. Tenants will get new protections like rent stabilization, and owners will have to bring their buildings up to residential fire and safety codes. It also makes permanent the city's 1982 loft law, enacted to protect a different generation of illegal loft dwellers, like Gene and Stephen Grillo. The Grillos moved into their Duane Street loft in Tribeca almost 40 years ago.
It was completely illegal to live down here because it was a commercial, it was zoning.
For years, the Grillos lived without garbage pickup and without heat on the weekends.
The rent
was very cheap.
Remember what we paid?
$150 a month at first. But we got nothing. The heat went off on weekends. And
we had no stove.
In 1982, when their landlord tried to raise the rent to almost 10 times what they had been paying, the couple hired an attorney who told them about the loft law.
Considering them as tenants, that was great. But considering loft dwellers as replacements for manufacturers, that was not so great.
Brooklyn College professor Sharon Zukin wrote the book Loft Living about the connections between art and real estate. She says that times have changed since the original loft law was passed in the 80s. Industrial space is disappearing fast, according to Sarah Crean from the New York Industrial Retention Network, an advocacy group for the manufacturing sector. She says the reason comes down to simple math.
It's extracting the greatest profit from every inch of square foot. There's huge incentives if you have space that can be converted to do it, because a manufacturer cannot pay on a per square foot basis what a housing developer can pay or what a luxury developer can pay.
Jean Grillo says that she couldn't be happier that the new loft law will be expanded to cover a new generation of artists.
We can't be the last pioneers. You've got to have new blood coming in after us. It's so important. Now others are going to benefit, and that makes it worthwhile.
For WNYC, I'm Janaea Williams.